is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2OFK.
AA2VLA.
WX2PJS.
Okay, I got WA2OFK, KA2VLA, and WX2PJR. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start here at the top of the list. WA2OFK, my grandfather. Harry, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, that's about, I spent the evening looking for a cane. I put it somewhere so I wouldn't lose it. Now I got to find out where I put it so I can use it. But other than that, I see my temperature rose up about 7 degrees. Must be some cloudiness or something moving in. And it's been a chilly one. That wind out there is a raw one for sure. And when one goes out, one wants to be bundled up pretty good. We're located here on the Black River Canal feeder basin, right here in the village of Boonville. And the handle here is Harry. Return it to the net control. This is WA201K.
Okay, roger that. Well, when I dropped you off there yesterday, you had the cane in your hand when you went up there, up the stairs. I don't remember if you brought it in. I know you had it in your hand when you went up there. I don't know if you set it down to open the door or not. But that was the last I saw of it, so you should be able to check from the garage door back and retrace it there somewhere. Okay, we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, my great uncle. It's family night tonight. And Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA, where I don't have much to report. I do a lot of reading. I make a couple trips downstream to the coffee shop. Kill an hour or so. We went out to dinner with Mark and Joni tonight. So there's not much activity. Be glad when the snow is gone and a little warmer for doing things. It's sort of cold today. We'll say 73. Harry was talking with WA2OFK. He was looking for something. Did he lose some keys? I have a metal detector that's good for finding keys. If he needs to search for them, I bring the metal detector down and give it a shot. This is KA2VLA.
Now he lost his cane. I saw him bring it into the house, so unless he went somewhere else after I dropped him off yesterday, it's got to be there in the house. I don't think you need a metal detector for that, because I remember he had it with him in the store, and I made sure he took it with him into my truck. And then when he got out of the truck there, I remember him, because he was carrying a bunch of bags in the cane, so I watched him walk in. I didn't want him to drop something there, but he carried it all in, and then I seen him close the door, I left. So it's got to be in there somewhere. And this wouldn't be the first time he's lost that cane, so he'll find it. All right, Clint. Yeah, I can't wait for some warmer weather, too, so we can drive into camp instead of snowshoeing in there. But all right, thanks, and we'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. Did you get to play with that new license today or what?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody on the board, Harry and Clinton there. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Pretty good. actually made one contact here earlier. My first one was in Illinois. Joe there, W9USY. Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I finally got everything all squared away out there. Got the antenna adjusted higher up, and yeah, it was definitely cold out there for that. Oh, my fingers were hurting. About 4 or 5 hours of doing that, because I had to warm up and all that stuff. So, anyways, but yep, I guess no pain, no gain is true. Ended up getting that all good to go, and a few other little tweaks here, with a little help from AC2GE and KC2ZTG, Will and Julie there up in Dexter. Don't know if they'll check in tonight or not, but they may be around. They were on Facebook all day long, kind of saying, oh, try this now, try this, try this. And lo and behold, finally tried a few extra other things, and the one original thing that they told me in the beginning, I decided to wrap one more coil around what they call a ugly ballon. It's a piece of PVC, and then you wrap coax around it, or your antenna coax, leftover coax around it, and kind of make it into a ballon. Kind of causes, makes a choke, and kind of fools the antenna tuner a little.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be up there today with a working on an antenna. It was chilly out there. Boy, I know when I woke up this morning, I checked the temperature. It was 1 below here. I don't know what anybody else had earlier, but yeah, it was cold. Well, have fun with it. You know, you just got it, so you're going to be probably playing with that thing for a while. And right now, there's not much to do outside anyway. So, all right, thanks, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, I see WB2RUQ on there, but I don't know. John, are you out there? Well, as for my day, it was a working day today, so pretty much just did my job and got a lot of stuff done. I can't really think of much more else that was going on than that. So, we're looking forward to the weekend already. I know it's only Monday, but I'm already looking forward to Friday. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there. John, good evening. I saw you on there on the Echo Link, and was one, you must have either had trouble transmitting or took a break from your station. I also saw that guy from Alaska here was on before, too, and he jumped off, so maybe people are having issues again getting into Echo Link. But what's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, well, here on the west shore of the lower Hudson River, we're 30 degrees. Yeah, nothing much going on today. It's kind of a cool day. Did some grocery shopping. Big deal. And been working downstairs, fine-tuning my Apex website. And, yeah, I saw Mike on there earlier. Yeah, I remember Mike from high school, so we went to school together up there in Alaska. He may have been because the Echolink had timed out. So he may have not realized. You just wait, and it'll come back on. WB2RUQ.
Roger that. Well, I see he just popped back in there. So I don't know if you copy there, Mike. KL7JCP, do you copy? This is KD2EIT.
Yeah, this is KL7JCP. I was listening there for a bit, and we had some company, so I had to get off for a little bit. Go ahead.
Well, good evening. We're running the net here, and I guess we could count this as a check-in. So what's going on with you tonight?
Oh, not too much. Just been enjoying the pretty day today. We finally had a little sunshine, but the clouds are coming in, so they're telling us we may get a little white stuff tonight. I'm sure you guys are used to that where you are.
Oh, Roger. We're supposed to get a little precipitation tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's going to be rain or snow, but we're supposed to get some of that tomorrow. We've had some pretty cold weather here down around zero and below. But we're hoping for that to break here soon. So the finally calling for some snow down there in, I believe you said that was southern Alaska, in the warmer part there on the island.
Yes, we've been having quite a bit of rain. We've had like 2 inches a day for the last 3 or 4 days, and everything is quite wet. But now they're saying it might get down to 10 degrees or something tonight, so that'll ice her back up for us. But yeah, they could snow tonight, so we'll see how that works out. It's been pretty good. It's almost like spring. We're hoping that the snow is just going to kind of make a passing through and go away.
Frank?
Go ahead.
Yeah, KL7, JCP, WB2RUQ, John here. Hey, Mike, where do you live in relation to that big runway you guys have there? I was looking at it on Google Earth. That's quite the airport there.
Hello. Yes, now it's working again. Yeah, I'm about a mile away from the runway, just down the street and around the corner, but so we can watch the jets come and go every day.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at it in Google Earth. It was stunning how long that runway is, so you just confirm it handles jet traffic. So actually, that's a nice location you folks have there. So WB2RUQ.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in there, Mike, and we like having people come on back, so this isn't your first time here, so thanks for coming back, and we're here every night, 9 o'clock. All right, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Harry, Clint, Paul, John, and Mike for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
Okay, nothing heard, but KB2KOJ is clear.